reacting to this year's Oscar winners.
Let's go.
Okay, we'll start with Best Adapted Screenplay. The nominees were Zone of Interest, Poor Things, Oppenheimer, Barbie, American Fiction. For the first time ever, we've watched like 4 out of 5 of these. Which one do you think won?
Wait, what was the title again?
Best Adapted Screenplay. Barbie, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, Zone of Interest, American Fiction. Doesn't make sense why Barbie's in this category, by the way. Whatever.
Well, we were talking about Best Screenplay. So I hope American Fiction, but probably not.
American Fiction won.
Really?
Yeah. Best Original Screenplay, Anatomy of a Fall, Maestro, May, December, Past Lives, The Holdovers.
Past Lives?
Anatomy of a Fall. We haven't seen that yet. We want to.
Yeah.
Best Achievement in Directing. So Best Director. Christopher Nolan, Oppenheimer, Jonathan Glazer, The Zone of Interest, Justine Triet, Anatomy of a Fall, Martin Scorsese, Killers of the Flower Moon, or Yorgos Lanthimos, Poor Things.
I'm going to say Martin Scorsese.
No, Nolan, Oppenheimer. Thank God.
That was a really great movie.
That was. He deserved it.
He did.
Best Performance by an Actress in a Supporting Role. America Ferrera, Barbie, Danielle Brooks, The Color Purple, Davine Joy Randolph, The Holdovers, Emily Blunt, Oppenheimer, Jodie Foster, Nyad.
Is it America Ferrera?
No.
Okay, so who is
that? Davine Joy Randolph, The Holdovers.
Yay! Well, what do you feel about that?
I think she was fine. Like, the role wasn't that good. I mean, of all the ones, I've only seen Oppenheimer, Barbie, and Holdovers. Obviously, Barbie doesn't deserve it. Like, Emily Blunt was good, but I'm sure, like, Danielle Brooks was great in The Color Purple, so maybe she deserved it. Yeah. Davine Joy Randolph, like, she was good, but, like, I feel like there wasn't much to do. Like, it was a pretty simple role.
No, she was a very layered character. She had trauma, Dennis. Yeah.
Okay, best performance by an actor in a supporting role. Robert Downey Jr., Oppenheimer. Robert De Niro, Killers of the Flower Moon. Ryan Gosling, Barbie. Sterling K. Brown, American Fiction, Mark Ruffalo, Poor Things.
Here's the thing.
And did I say Robert Downey Jr., Oppenheimer?
Yeah. We believe that Robert deserves this role. What?
This role?
I mean, this win.
Did I say that?
Yeah, we both agreed. Like, he did really well in the supporting role.
Yeah, but of all these, I honestly think Mark Ruffalo might deserve it for Poor Things. He was kind of, like, a very interesting character. It was, like, a little... was like, he played a wide range of things. Robert Downey Jr., he was good too. I'd be okay with Robert Downey or Mark Ruffalo. Definitely not Ryan Gosling. And Sterling K. Brown didn't really have that much to do in the movie, so maybe not him. And Robert, you know, didn't watch Colors of the Fireman.
I know, we need to watch that movie. That could be the next one we watch.
So who won?
Was it? Please tell me it was Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, it is. But he won everywhere, so it was obvious he was going to win.
Well, best. I think he did really well, so.
Yeah, he was good. Best Actress, Annette Bening, Nyad, Carrie Mulligan, Maestro, Emma Stone, Poor Things, Lily Gladstone, Killers of the Flower Moon, Sandra Hüller, Anatomy of a Fall.
I think it was Emma Stone. If it isn't, I'll be surprised.
Yeah, it's Emma Stone.
Queen.
But I haven't seen any of the other ones. So
yeah, me
I
neither.
Won't. But she was very good in this movie.
She was. She was spectacular.
Best Actor, Bradley Cooper, Maestro, Cillian Murphy, Oppenheimer, Colman Domingo, Rustin, Jeffrey Wright, American Fiction, Paul Giamatti, Holdovers. We've actually seen 3 of these. It's pretty crazy.
You know, Paul Giamatti was really good, but I think Cillian Murphy won.
Yeah, he did.
Well, he deserved it, too.
He deserved it. The other 3-2, I don't
You don't think Paul Giamatti? Really?
He was fine, but he wasn't amazing. Like, Cillian, like, did something, like, really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
While Paul Giamatti, he was good. He wasn't bad. He was just good.
He also was... I think that's what's so interesting about The Holdovers. Each character is so layered. Like, they have so many aspects to them that it's hard to portray those roles. But they did so flawlessly.
I guess. I mean, I feel like if you're talking about a simple role, but it had a lot of layers... it would have been Greta Lee, Past Lives. Hers was more like, there was lots of layers, but it was very simple. Like, it was good because it was simple. But Paul Giamatti, I think he was good, but he wasn't extraordinary. I just feel like Cillian Murphy was very good. Anyway, but they were also good. Anyway, Best Picture. American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, Oppenheimer, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Past Lives, Poor Things, The Holdovers, The Zone of Interest.
I don't know. Oppenheimer?
Oppenheimer Best Picture.
That makes sense.
It deserves it.
It was a very good movie. And it was... I think... it was so different from the rest of them.
I forgot to do best song. American Symphony, Jean-Baptiste Dan Wilson from It Never Went Away. Barbie, I'm Just Ken. Barbie, What Was I Made For? Flamin' Hot from The Fire Inside, or Killers of the Flower Moon.
Is it I'm Just Ken?
No.
What Was I Made For?
Obviously. But I think that's the only one Barbie won, which I'm glad. It looks like it. I don't see any other Barbie movie. Oh, no, Barbie. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. Good. Well, that's good.
What Was I Made For is a very good song. But I think we talked about this before. I feel like it was put in the movie in such a weird spot.
It's the only nomination they should have gotten. And maybe, like, set design.
Costumes.
Costumes, yeah. Everything else they didn't need. Costume design, poor thing, is one. Production design, poor thing, is one. Film editing, Oppenheimer one. Cinematography, Oppenheimer one.
These all make sense, guys.
Hairstyling, poor things, one. Okay, original score, sense. Oppenheimer. Yeah, makes sense.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
These are pretty solid wins. I feel like I don't disagree with, really, many of them.
I don't think so.
You know what? Good on you. The Academy, great job.
Maybe they shouldn't have given Barbie that many noms, but besides that,